This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
If you don't know your review by now, then
fuck off, dude. We don't need you. Go away.
Jeffrey's ass is fat with a PhD degree in working his big round booty.
It is gaping and going wide. Chicks be shaking when I get inside. Take that bum bum for a ride. The last time I had sex, I cried. Jeffrey got that badonk donk. Got that fat thing you know I want. Gonna find him. Gonna find out where he lives. Gonna find you, Jeff. Gonna find your address.
Jeff.
With a PH. Also, Riley's here or whatever.
So he really buried the lead there because he said this is a parody of Blackbird by Paul McCartney, and it wasn't at all.
That song was a threat.
That was... I got my first death threat the other day, actually,
really?
On Instagram. Yeah. I mean, it was like,
wait,
they're not actually going to do anything. But it was like, in theory, on paper, it was a death threat. They said, post
Why?
More Billy Brick content or I'll murder you on site. So like, not really.
Okay.
But that's like a nice check mark on the bucket list of life.
Okay, got it. That song was both terrifying and a masterpiece, if that makes sense.
That came in from Reese. He wants to plug his YouTube channel, Ignore the Spots. So go check that out. Shout out to Reese for waxing my ass in a certain way.
I don't think so.
It's fucking summer. I don't know what else to say. Riley's getting upset out of nowhere. She wants me to ask what's wrong. I'm not going to do it. The sun is shining. My smile is, there's a glint in it. I'm taking life by the horns and sort of dominating it. I'm, for lack of a better term, winning.
You didn't get me and Daniel a present yesterday, and that's why I'm upset.
It was your anniversary. Don't make it seem like it was both of your birthdays where I should have
it
gotten you something.
Well, it
birthdays
was the
are
birthday
for everyone
of our
for
relationship,
celebrating.
Right?
Yeah, which
was,
I don't care about.
Our relationship
I could not
is three
care less.
Years old.
It has
and,
nothing
like,
to do with
you
me.
You didn't get
it has
a
nothing
present,
to do with me.
And so that's
we
why
talked
I'm
about this
sad.
Last week. We talked about how my parents are always like, oh, we should have dinner for our anniversary. You should come. I'm like, no, that's your thing. This is
well,
your
it's
thing.
Different. This is
it's
different.
The same exact thing. If anything, the other scenario is the only thing that I'm actually kind of a part of. I'm not a part of this at all. I don't want to be involved.
Makes,
I did not need to spend money
like
or put
care.
Effort into it. I don't care. I could not care less. I'm happy for you, and that's the extent of it. Congratulations, but I'm not going to get you a gift.
Well, clearly, because it's past, and you didn't get a gift.
Well, you can get belated things, and I won't.
I'm going to spend money.
Or worse, put effort into making you something, which the thought of it makes me want to throw up.
If you handmade a gift for
be
Daniel,
be happy
my
in what you have. Don't
I
bring
am.
Me into the
I
fold.
Am.
I don't
no,
have
it,
to be a part of it.
You are always asking to rim Daniel or whatever, so you
that's
think
between
that-
me and Rashid, and that has again nothing to do with you. It specifically would be me and Rashi in his assy.
My dad listens to this show.
So? Hi,
hey, Jeff,
David.
Speaking of summer, buns and summer fun, we are summer buns.
I didn't say anything. Have I told you my plan to get rid of my farmer's tan?
That sounds like something you just made up to rhyme with plan. So do you actually have a farmer's tan that you need to get rid of?
Kind of, like not really, but...
Jeff is wearing overalls and a tank top.
A wife supporter.
Jesus Christ.
Listen, I played soccer growing up and it developed this deeply ingrained farmer's tan. That kind of ends just above
that you've had since you were a child?
Since I was in high school, yeah.
You've had a farmer's tan, the same farmer's tan from when you were in high school. That can't be true.
We don't have the same makeup in terms of melanin. So I've had the same farmer's tan since about 14.
Okay.
It ends just above the knees. And then it sort of fades on the arms. But then my torso and...
It sort of fades. Jeff just like drag his fingers across his arm.
Two shooting sleeves. Two shooting sleeves from NBAstore.com. Thigh highs. And a ski mask that covers my neck. And the rest is open to Mother Nature's eyes. Basically, I'm going to sit out and sun my buns, like you said, and make this all right. What's your summer plan?
My summer plan, because you are right, we have very different experiences in the sun. We have varying degrees of melanin in our bodies. I cannot be in the sun or I will disintegrate.
Yes.
I am very pale.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in the sun without sunscreen for 5 to 10 minutes or more, I will burn.
Jesus.
I don't tan.
Ever?
I burn. No. I burn and the burn fades. It doesn't go into a tan.
Okay. That really does not tan.
And so I burn to a crisp. I am a lobster woman. And I got headshots done recently. I had a scoop neck shirt.
Oh no.
And the photographer looked at my chest and he's like, "God, you are really fucking white." And I'm like, "I know."
Yeah.
And he's like, "No, I mean like it's hard, like the light balance, this makes it difficult." Because now it's
cut out for me.
You're overexposed just from being the color that you are.
Correct. Yeah.
And I'm like, "Yes." So I am, you know, it's like when you're riding a bike at night and you need like a light reflector.
You don't need
that. No, I'm saying I am that.
Right.
So if you just wrap me around your body at night, I will glow. So I need a shit ton of sunscreen. I need sunscreen. I'm really bad about... I've been getting better. I've been really bad over the years about not putting sunscreen on my face every day.
Yeah.
But then I found a sunscreen that's that works both... It's like it's clear and matte and
correct.
Also works as a primer for makeup.
And let's hear which one that is. Just like
that's Supergoop. It's Supergoop. Hold on. What's it called? Supergoop. It is Supergoop Unseen Sunscreen. That's not
really?
One of my reviews. It is just something that I, it's a splurge, but I use it every single day and it is the best. My skin has never reacted better to anything. It's really like, it's an investment piece. But yeah, I used to hate, I don't know about you, Jeff, let me know your thoughts on this. I used to hate the smell of sunscreen.
Yeah.
Absolutely hated it. The smell of it made me think of like a crowded, sweaty summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not about it. I have some friends who like love the smell of sunscreen. They're like, it reminds me of beach days. But because I can't be in the sun for very long,
yeah.
A beach day, like going out to tan, mm-hmm. was never something that I was ever interested
in.
It wasn't in the cards for me. I would just be hot and sweaty and in the shade. what are your thoughts on sunscreen?
For me, it's just such a different experience. I don't need it. The only place I ever burn, and not even that bad, is like, you know, my T-zone and the back of my neck.
You get a little rosy cheeks. A little rosy on your nosy. Sorry, go on. I interrupted you.
Let's just do the reviews.
No, come
rosy
on.
Rosy cheeks? What the hell was that?
You
trying to say that I'm a
Santa? You get a little...
Is that
a
comment
I didn't say you're not a
ass?
Santa. No, you get a little burn on your T-zone and where else?
And on the back of my neck. But even that, it's never really a burn, or not the back of my neck, my like shoulders, but even that, it's like never painful. It's not that red. And it just everywhere, I just tan really easily. But I'm already a nice caramel tone. So I don't always want to tan because I'm sort of perfect everywhere in that regard. So when I use sunscreen, it's to avoid tanning and getting a farmer's tan.
I burn from sitting in traffic.
Should we do our first review?
Yeah.
All right. This is a 1-star review of Superfluid Daily UV Defense SPF 50 Plus from Kiehl's.
Okay.
No name. Let's get a full name.
This is from Alec.
Ugh.
Bundle.
That's one of the worst names I've ever heard.
said that last week.
What did you say last week? I don't even remember.
I forget.
All right.
Alec Bundle.
Yeah, but this could be a name. I think the other one was not a real name at all. This is like, what a bad name. If your last name's Bundle, you gotta name your kid something awesome. Not Alec. And no offense to any Alecs out there, but your guys' last name isn't Bundle, so it's fine. Here we go. Horrible Odor is the title. I had the pushiest sales lady at Kiehl's flagship New York talk me all the way out the door after I asked her to stop talking so I could concentrate. She made me so anxious that I didn't pause to smell this sunscreen. It smells awful and my partner complains.
I need to concentrate.
What could they have possibly... I think this person's in the wrong. What could they possibly be talked at? I mean, unless it was that awful, but I can't imagine it was.
Hi, I'm Lisa. Can I help you find anything today?
Oh, Lisa, easy with that. I'm trying to figure out which products to get, and you're all up in my business about it.
I am so sorry. It looked like you needed help. You've been browsing around this aisle for the better part of 20 minutes. And so I was just, you know, I tried to give you some space earlier. And I was just, you know, wondering. I am the sunscreen specialist in this Nordstrom. And so if you need any help, I will be at the register.
If
so
I need your help, I'll let you know. Which one of these should I go with?
Sorry, what is your name?
Oh, my name is Alec Bundle.
Alec, so nice to meet you.
Alec Bundle.
Alec Bundle, it's so nice to meet you. Do you need help for your sensitive? So I thought you have sensitive skin.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we have this wonderful Kiehl's brand. It's a little bit pricier, but it goes on like silk, and it's very, very gentle on the skin.
Okay.
We also great. Okay. Do you want me to put that in your basket?
I think
or would
if
you
that
like
one's good for me,
options?
Maybe. Well, maybe some other options just to make sure I'm doing my due diligence. My partner is picky.
Oh, so does your partner also have sensitive skin? Or are you buying in bulk?
Stay out of my business, Lisa. Asking about my partner.
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to pry. You
That's
actually
all right.
did just bring up your partner. I was going to ask if you both have sensitive skin. So are you buying for the two of you, or would you like to buy something separate for your partner?
Just me. Just me for now, but we'll see about my partner later. And thank you for your help.
Are they coming into the store, or are you buying this for them?
No, this is just for me, and then I'll figure it out from there.
Figure it out from there, as in you need recommendations for them?
You're really asking a lot of questions about my partner, and I'd thank you not to bring them up again.
I am so sorry. I am just trying to give you the best experience possible. We have this Aveeno. It's all natural, completely vegan, completely organic. This works for sensitive to normal skin.
Yeah.
And it gives you a lot more protection than you'd think.
Well, see,
an SPF 70.
I have this back deck, and basically we'll lay out on there and kind of sun.
Oh, lovely.
Easy. I'm out on the back deck. I'm sunning, but I want to make sure that I can undo my farmer's tan, basically, and kind of, you know, figure it out. Basically, it goes up halfway my arms and halfway my legs, if that makes sense.
I that's a very, very common issue we have. Yeah. So you know what? I would actually recommend this Sun Bum. It's a little bit pricier,
okay,
but it, I think this kind of SPF, it's SPF 20 to 30.
Yeah.
And I think that will really get rid of the tan. But oh, what a lovely, that's so wonderful that you guys have a deck that you can just lay out
Lisa,
on and sun.
I'm not going to give you my address, man.
You're
asking a lot of questions about
address.
My partner, about my house, all these things, about my ass. That I undo whoa, my farmer's stand?
I am
said
so sorry.
You said sun bum and
I
tried to go past it.
When I said sun bum.
Don't say it again. Prying.
It is the title of this product. I am not talking about your rear. I am
Lisa.
Describing a product that was on. Would you prefer a different associate? I think I should grab someone else for you. Hey, Jason? Jason? Yes, we have a customer. Yes. I don't think he is enjoying me.
Hey, what's up? You need some help?
Yes, Jason, this is Alec. What? I'm sorry, I forgot
You're
your last name.
You're asking a lot
Bundle,
of questions
Alec
about my
Bundle.
Last name.
All right.
I'm just
I
trying to buy
register.
Products. Jason.
All right. Bye, Lisa. I'm so sorry about her. What a mouthy broad, am I right?
Yeah.
You need some... Yeah.
I like this guy.
You need some sunscreen for your ass or what?
Yeah, let's do that. Hey, by the way... Do you live in Studio City? Come by
Hell
anytime.
Hell yeah, I fucking do.
Come by anytime.
Oh, I overheard you got a porch.
Yeah.
I'm going to sun my buns on that for
Spread
sure.
Spread that ass. should we take a break?
Yeah, I like him.
So you're just sexist, I guess.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like
yes.
your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
if If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you. Right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm going to take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp. Hey, podcasts, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan-favorite characters, but the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first-time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years, on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, this is for Coppertone Glow Hydrogel SPF 50 sunscreen lotion with shimmer. it claims it is water-resistant, non-greasy. It just has glitter in it, basically. Okay, this is one star from Ashley N.
Let's go Nikon.
Ashley Nikon, one star. The title is... Did I get burnt using this product? No. Did I enjoy this product experience? No.
Oh my God.
I purchased this product because I liked the glitter factor. Initially, application was easy, but there was a strong alcohol smell. This was the only SPF I brought, so I continued to use it anyway. Once I was done and over the smell, I thought it was good. As I sat at the pool and started to sweat, the product started to get chunky and white. Oh. It looked like I was making... It looked like I was making cottage cheese in my elbow crevice. Also, the gel starts to peel up. I do not recommend this sunscreen unless it's all you have. Something is better than nothing.
Two people at one night stand. Oh, you're hungry? I just haven't gotten grocery shopping in a while. Let me whip something up.
Oh, we can easily order in. Like, I'm really not picky.
Money's a little tight.
Totally. Yeah. I get that. Do you want help in the kitchen at all?
No, I'll go make it.
Okay.
Cut to 15 minutes later, you're still waiting, so you venture into the kitchen. I have cottage cheese in my elbow crevice. I'm, like, making it with a whisk.
Oh, hey. It looks like you should be holding a bowl, but it's just you whisking your elbow.
Wait, no, don't go.
That's violently it. Throwing.
What's the next review? It's a blackout sketch.
Don't go.
Oh. I have tinned peaches we can throw in.
You're like, and do you? No, but we can order them. Actually, money's kind of tight.
It's just the cottage cheese.
It's flying everywhere.
No, wait. No.
No. It's like the silhouette of you holding a bowl. She turned around. It's you whisking your elbow. It's fucking vile.
It's almost ready.
Still a little runny. I just gotta. Sorry, just gotta beat it.
It's just hard because I don't have a bowl. Money's kind of tight.
All I've been eating, you know how some college kids, money's yeah. tight, eat ramen. All I've been eating is the cottage cheese that I produce from my body.
Die.
I'm trying to.
Statistically, I should have already, because this doesn't have enough nutrition.
Milk secretes from my pores.
And I don't know how or when. So I'll be at an important event and I'll just start bleeding milk.
And all I'll right. just start cheesing.
Elbow cheesing. This is a review of Play Everyday Lotion, SPF 50 with sunflower extract from Sungoop. Or sorry, Supergoop. Mm-hmm. This is from Paul S. Do you have a last name?
Paul
And that's his name. So it's just yeah. a bunch of S's.
No, but it's like has a couple breaks. In between.
Right. That's what I was worried about. So that's multiple marriages between people with the last name.
Yeah, so now please say his full name.
So this is Paul. This yeah. is 5 stars. The title is kind of perfect. Not messy. Doesn't get into your eyes when you sweat. And, oh yeah, it works great at preventing burns. Right. Kind of the whole fucking idea.
Pitching a watch. As you can see, we have this gorgeous strap. It keeps it on your wrist. It's looking great. And, oh yeah, did I forget to mention, it tells the time.
What's the... What's new about it? Because this is a show about inventions, and we're just trying to figure it out.
I feel like at the end of the day, why reinvent the wheel? Points to the watch. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. We buy inventions here. Mm-hmm. We invest in young entrepreneurs who've had great success. That success has stemmed from people filling a gap in the market. This yes. has been around for centuries. Arguably, yes. actually millennia.
Yes.
Yes, correct.
Well, then why do people keep making shoes? Why do people keep making shirts? Oh, I'm going to buy a new shirt. I'm going to buy a pair of shoes. That's been around for longer than the watch. Every time I say watch.
You don't have to always point at it. I know what a watch is.
That's been around longer than the watch is.
Okay.
So do you wear a watch?
Yes.
I can see it on your wrist.
Yeah, so why did you ask?
You will inevitably, that watch will break. You're going to need a new watch. It tells the time and it sits on your wrist. I don't know what else I need to sell you on
you
today,
feel
sir.
Free to make the watch. I'm just telling you what this business is, which is investing in new ideas and inventions. So you can make a watch. There's tons of new watch companies popping up all the time. I will not invest in this product unless you give me one reason why it's new.
It tells, it has a second hand.
Yeah, every watch has that pretty much.
It also tells the date.
A lot of watches have that.
It can go underwater.
A lot of watches can do that.
It can be out of water.
That's every watch, yeah. I thought that was a joke.
It sits on your wrist.
That's every wrist watch.
This one gets you laid.
What?
You heard
me. The hell are you
me?
Talking about?
This gets watch you... is so hot. You're going to go into a room, everyone eyes to the watch will be like, does that tell time? And you'll be like, fuck yeah, it does. And they'll be like, do me. I'm like, sorry, man. What? I'm just
sorry. No, you know what? You're actually, now I'm starting to get pissed off. You're starting to waste my time. I press a button to buzz. Yeah, Patricia, can you come in here? I think we have an issue. Hi, yeah. Whoa. Does that tell time?
Fuck yeah, it does.
Do me. Patricia, what did you just say? Fucking have me for the watch.
And have me.
Fucking have me and have me. Patricia, that was insanely graphic. I guarantee you he does not have the capability to split you in half based on his confidence or lack thereof. You have little dick energy.
Four more watches.
Patricia, don't have an orgasm in my office. Fucking fine. It's insane that this is working. $100,000 just for the patent, and I buy you out of it. And then I'm going to shut it down.
Then you're going to shut it down?
Obviously, yeah.
Why do people keep buying new dishware? Why do people keep buying new tables, right? You're never going to want to stop selling these, especially when it gets the kind of reaction like Miss Patricia over here has.
Patricia, you need to step out of the room because your legs are trembling and you're biting your lip in a really offensive way.
I put on four watches on the other wrist. I'm wearing eight total.
She's like, I have to go. Where's the bathroom? No, you can't masturbate in the office. All right. Listen, you have a lot of prototypes. They all seem fine. If anything, you're just a good watchmaker. But I'm $250,000, buy you out of the patent. You're not involved at all. I shut it down.
What if I told you that if you...
I just offered you $250,000 for something that already exists. It doesn't even look that good. But continue as to why you're not going to accept the offer.
I feel like watches are... forgive the pun, timeless. And if you can't see that, then why should I give you my pride and joy just for you to bury it away? I'll take the money.
Yeah, there you go. All right, our last review.
I don't care what you do. It's really, you making watches is an inoffensive thing as any. I don't feel the need to sell it because it's a watch.
What I need is my assistant to not be a nymphomaniac in the office. And these watches are making that hard to do. Can you do that?
This is for Aveeno Kids Continuous Protection Sensitive Skin Zinc Oxide Sunscreen Sweat and Water Resistant for 80 Minutes SPF 50 Broad Spectrum.
Okay.
5 stars from Prince R.
Arlie.
Prince Arlie.
Make way for Prince Arlie.
5 stars, all caps, yes for sensitive skin and protection. Amazing for sun protection and sensitive skin. These two ingredients have been studied extensively and are the good ones. I did a lot of research. I took my daughter, who was 2.5, to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina last week and used this. I just got it in the mail shortly before and it works. Trust me. 3 days in the sun, around 80 degrees and not a cloud in the sky. She has sensitive skin and breaks out to other kinds, which I can't mention, but not this one. It is a thick white paste, so it's not easy to spread, or not easier than others, I should say. Takes a little longer to apply, but don't let that be the deterrent. It's worth it. If you have more than 2 kids, then definitely get more than 1 bottle. I was worried she got too much sun because the sun was, all caps, hot those days. But all she had were some tan lines and very slight redness under her eyes. But she had a lot of sun. Recommend applying at least 10 minutes before you go out. And if on the beach, apply again. Can't be too careful. It reminded me of like a parent who's just like a kid being mortified with the parent explaining so much about them, of being like, my little girl, oh, she's got sensitive skin for days, and she burns, she peels like a lizard, like a little snake she is. She gets a little red under her eyes, and my God, it looks like she's wearing a mask. She is my sensitive little flower. And so as she enters into your kindergarten classroom, I just want to make sure, Mr. Green, that you are taking care of her, tending to her like the little angel droplet of dew, sensitive skin and heart girl that she is. Can you do that
for me? Skin and heart?
She is emotionally sensitive and has abhorrently sensitive skin.
Okay. Yeah, I can make sure she applies sunscreen whenever we go to recess, but I just had my one-on-one with her, and she's the most mature five-year-old I've ever met. So I don't think she's sensitive of heart.
You don't have to say that to me. You don't have to suck up to Dad. I just want to make sure my porcelain doll flower, little tiny piece of gift wrapping paper, crinkly girl, is taken care of.
You know, Mr. Bundle, I see this a lot, actually, in, you know, this is the first time that you're going to be away from your daughter for this long. You know, you told me that you're a stay-at-home father. So you've been with her a lot every day for the past 5 years, and now you're going to not have that. Mm-hmm. I often find that kindergarten's harder for people like you than it is for the kids. I think she seems really excited to be at school.
People like me, meaning a really attentive super dad?
Yeah. So if you need anything from me, if you want me to, like, send photos back home, I can do that maybe once a week or something, and... or if you want to come in, have lunch with her once a week, like I can talk to her, see what she wants, see what you want to work out with her. But I just want to assure you that everything's going to be okay.
I don't want to embarrass her. And listen, if you want to send me photos of how my little sheet of lasagna before it's cooked daughter is doing, my little easily breakable snap crackle pop baby girl is without daddy-o, super dad, superman around, then that's your prerogative, right? But it's like, man, the idea of me coming in to have lunch with her every day.
I said once a week.
It's like, you know, to have first and second snack with her every day just to make sure that she is doing okay. Like, yeah. I think it's a good idea, but I just don't want to embarrass her. Is there any way I could be in disguise? So it's not like, I'm not your dad. I'm just a guy looking out for you.
You know, before I also have a degree in therapy. I'm an MFT. And do you think you might be projecting how you feel onto Liza, the whole,
how
you know,
I
uncooked
feel.
Sheet of lasagna, because you, number one, and I mean no disrespect, you are a waif. You're an absolute whisper of a human, and there have been several times that my window's open, there's been a gust of wind, and you've been kind of forced back 2 or 3 inches in your chair. Mm-hmm. So physically, mm-hmm. you seem a little fragile, and also emotionally, I've never felt this kind of energy from anyone, ever.
I don't want my daughter to go to school anymore.
She legally has to. Maybe there's something you
can
could
do. Can I join her?
You cannot.
Could I be, I see you on the wall right behind you, there are classroom parents. Could mm-hmm. I be one of those?
Absolutely not. You're not fit.
What will I have to do to prove that I am absolutely fit of sound mind and body to
I don't know if there's anything you could ever do or say to come back from this meeting. And also the voicemails you left me. I play one.
Mr. Green, it's Mr. Bundle here. I am ready to send Liza to school. Just kidding. No, I'm not just kidding. Yes, I am just kidding. I don't know which is the right thing to say.
Next
to
one.
You. Mr. Green, this is an associate of Mr. Bundle here, just calling to let you know that he would like to do everything in his power to attend school with his daughter, Liza.
Right.
don't call back this number. I'm using Mr. Bundle's phone because mine is out of battery. So yeah.
Clearly you putting on a voice. Next one.
Mr. Green, this is Mrs. Bundle here. I'm calling on behalf of my husband, Mr. Bundle, and our dear little angel hair pasta girl, Liza. Don't put her in school. Send her home with Dad. She loves watching Paw Patrol and taking care of her father emotionally. Goodbye.
Right, that one you said goodbye. The last one, this one was the worst of all. I've never heard someone address me this way. Manic energy.
What's up, little rat fucking coward, Mr. Green? Right. Or should I say Mr. String Bean? You look like you don't even fucking lift. Let me into the class. classroom. I want to take care of my little sparrow egg dog.
I do lift. Again, you are a whisper in the wind, so I don't understand that one. It's going to be all right. Stay away from the school during the working hours.
I'm so sorry about how my assistant and the missus treated you. That was really, that was not on me. That
was
they both used my phone. You hear knocks on the door. Hello, Mr. Bundle? Oh, hi, darling. How's the meeting going? Hey, you guys, it's not going great. Liza is going to have to go to school without me. She really is. Oh, honey, it's okay. We'll take care of you. Yeah, we'll take care of you,
sir. Why did your
assistant
come? This is insane.
He's emotionally invested.
Gust of wind picks you up like a piece of paper or a plastic bag.
Takes you out of the window. Bye, darling. See you at home.
So this happens a lot?
Every hour.
How is she so well adjusted? Again, most mature kid in the class.
Well, it's because I do a lot of the rearing. Mr. Bundle just kind of sits in a chair and cries, thinking about how every minute she's alive, she's closer to death.
And that's when he's not blowing in the wind.
Right, so he's an absentee father because he weighs, what, half a gram?
Half a gram. How did you know?
I didn't. It was an absurd guess.
Knock, knock. Oh, hey, Mom. Hey, Mr. Fring. Mr. Green, I just wanted to say I'm so excited to have you as my teacher, and I can't wait to start kindergarten tomorrow.
I'm excited to have you, too. It's going to be great. I think it's going to be really fun.
Where's Dad? He flew out the window again, honey. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. He called me an uncooked sheet of lasagna.
Yeah. It was him. That was that. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This shook me all week long.
Speaking of absentee, paper thin, emotionally fragile fathers. So I don't know if I've talked about this on the show before, but for any kind of like birthday or Valentine's Day or anniversary, Daniel and I get each other cards that are written to sons. Like Hallmark cards for sons.
Yeah.
And because I think they are the funniest things in the world. And so I went to Target the other day and I was looking for one for our anniversary. And I was hoping that they would have year-round Valentine's Day cards, because a Valentine's Day card to a child is the most ridiculous thing. I think it's hilarious and so weird. I do not want to receive like an "I love you so much" on Valentine's Day, which is a Hallmark romantic holiday, from a parent.
Yeah.
So they didn't have any Valentine's Day ones, which I'm like, that's fair. It's summer. But I looked at their birthday ones. And what the trend that I think is so fascinating is every card written to his son feels like an estranged parent trying to make up for lost times. Hold on, I'll be right back. I need to read the copy of this card. It's worth it. I'll be back in 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so I couldn't decide between two cards. They were both amazing, but this one I think really took the cake. So in it, I wrote like an actual note for Daniel, but first of all, it's such a long card.
Oh my God.
Of pre-written stuff. Yeah. Like usually it's just like a couple lines. So here we go. The cover is, "Dear son, ever since you were born, I worried and wondered about whether or not I was being the best parent I could." Opens the card. "Did I make you feel important? Did we find enough time for the little things like laughter and hugs and simple everyday moments? And even when we disagreed, did you always know I loved you? Of all the things I've done in my life, one thing I'd never change is having you for a son. If I didn't always say it, I hope I always showed it. I'm proud to be your parent, and I love you, son." They get
That's
me
so funny
every time. Oh my God, they are so fucking funny.
Who the hell wrote that?
And also, it's like, I don't know if you can see, but it's like the in the font there are some bits that
are
like,
what the fuck?
The
different lettering, yeah.
And the different lettering is, did I make you feel important? Like laughter and hugs. Did you always know I loved you? It's so, it's like, hey, I know I wasn't there to show it, but I care.
Yeah, you weren't.
But here's this card that I didn't write to tell you all the things I never said.
And you didn't even write the card.
Exactly right.
That's so fucking funny. And you didn't end up using that, or you did?
No. So I got him two because there were two that I couldn't decide between. So I gave him this one in the morning and a different one at night. That was like, the cover of the other one is like, "You weren't just any little boy. You were you."
Yeah, nice. Thanks, I guess.
I know.
I figured, and I've known that. Thanks. I haven't seen you in a year. And not because of COVID.
What about you, Mevry?
Oh my God, I got it. So I went bowling last night with George and some of our friends, and he was, he was late because he had therapy. He's being fixed. In the shop.
Loser.
And,
shop.
And, he was like, bowl the first frame or two for me. So I did. And the first frame was a strike.
All strikes.
And my first frame was a strike. So started out neck and neck. And I was like, I considered gutterballing it on purpose to like put him at a disadvantage and to razz him. But I was like, no, like let me use it as a warm up for me. And also it'd be funnier if I set him up really well and he still loses. We're neck and neck the entire game after he shows up until like frames 8 and 9 and where he starts to pull ahead because I had two bad frames. So I'm down by 16 points after he bowls his 10th frame. And so I need to get 17. Billy Brick is there, and he like gives me like a boxing movie coach like pep talk basically, but also says that if I fuck it up, we're not gonna be friends ever again or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so first one spare, that's 10, and then everybody's kind of like, holy shit, like this is like all you need is a 7, and I got an 8. All right, yeah, I got a 7. And then, like, that's the end of it. So I beat him by 1.
That's amazing.
It was 106 to 105. And he was like, which best case scenario in any game is to win by 1.
That's really remarkable.
It was unbelievable.
I'm thrilled for you.
It was highlight of my life.
We should talk about that.
It's been a bad year.
I know.
I've like reached out to friends, just nobody responds.
I know. And I'm sorry about that.
All right. Should we thank some VI podcasts?
Bitch.
Thank you to a surprise for Devin.
Aaron Carrico.
Aaron.
Adam Shee.
Agent Michael Shee.
A co in the key of well, G.
Alan, PhD in Hembology.
Alex Witt.
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell.
Anthony Amadeo.
Austin Frost in a Cupston Cakeston.
Bob Buell, not that I'm a big deal or anything. It's cool.
Holy shit. Brad Hild.
Brian Dodd.
Chuck.
Chasen Bales.
Christian Side Hugs for Purity.
Connor Finnegan.
Kerba Trico, Smart Set Wiper Blades.
Damian Kirk, my all-time least favorite nephew.
Dorian Randall.
Daniel, keep my pretty name out of your mouth, Club.
Douglas Pimlott, who is, and this is completely off book here, our absolute least favorite podcat.
Fancy Octopus.
Gabriel Castaneda.
Greg got his second dose and was the life of the Zrunch and his wide awake writer.
Greg, have you seen... Greg, have you ever... Oh my God, I'm dyslexic. Greg, have you guys ever had Longberg?
Around long. Hallie, hashtag I stand with my twin Gray, hashtag I love you, Eric Cross.
Holly.
Hunter B.
Isaac Puff, new patron.
Jack Kwan.
Jackson Hansel.
Jake the Snake Ratiff.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie Poncia.
Jared.
Jasper. Jeffrey James. Well, James.
Jesse, a terry robe for this merry bro makes the ladies say, oh, hello, Tipton.
Jive Gosley.
Caleb Luster.
Kinsey Owis.
Laura Brennan.
Lauren Malang.
Let's talk about Gray Baby. Let's talk about reviewing. Let's talk about all the good things Mr. Tuesday Night can bring. So...
Actually, no, that rhythm would work. Let's talk about all the good things
Mr. Tuesday Night can bring. So...
Maggie Anderson.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Matthew Lizama.
Michael Begel.
Nate Porteous.
New patron.
Nolan Murphy, I'm not even joking, is the worst. Speaking to him is a chore, and I hope he falls down a flight of stairs, new patron.
Nothing sometimes.
Pappy Woodward. Poppy Woodward. More like pop my wood hard. Am I right, Danny?
Pat Scott.
Phoebe.
Phoenix McVernon.
Rooster Williams.
Sam Adams.
Sam Armstrong.
Sarah Kilduff.
Slick Ricky.
Space Ant.
Spencer.
Spider... Spider Piter does whatever the fucks I want. Riley says, bit it again, webs up my ass, freaking cool.
So fucking bad. These vagabond horse is longing to nay nay.
Oh, Xander Madsen.
Yara Bouchard.
Yasmin David.
And you might be thinking, okay, Tyler, maybe you have a cool middle name. Nope, it's Kevin. Of all the names, Tyler and Kevin.
Wow, so shout a great out everybody. Week, y'all. Thank you.
Keep them coming. Those are always fun. And you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote, and the show on Instagram at Review Review, and follow the subreddit r/ReviewReview. Let's keep the subreddit going. Some people saying they were bummed about that. It's kind of died down.
You can follow Jeff on Instagram at Jeffy James, on Twitter at, don't fuck me, I haven't done that in a while, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. And if you want any more of our content, go to patreon.com/Riley and Jeff. Just do it. Check it out.
And if not, we'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Review Review. We'll see you guys when we see you next.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Original.